Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Before we start today's episode, as always, we want to shout out our sponsor, African Pride.
African Pride.
Thank you guys
so much. My life.
Thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast, sponsoring the tour this year. And as you know, maybe you don't know, they are giving away these wonderful boxes during the Love Hour Live, so during the tour, and also on every single episode of the podcast. So you have plenty opportunity to win. And inside there are all types of full size goodies.
Full size, no samples, Cass.
No samples. We have sealing oil. Twice. We have edge control. We have moisture butter twice. We have moisture detangling mask. We have all of the things that you need for your hair in order to qualify for, what's that?
Heat protectant spray.
I actually used this on my hair and it was.
You have this stuff too.
Yes, I hate this stuff though.
This is not a hair product for the audio people. It's just the filling of the box.
Yeah, it's that crinkly stuff.
Crinkly stuff.
So anyway.
Crinkly stuff.
If you are interested in qualifying to win this week's box, all I need you to do is go to African Pride's Instagram, and their Instagram is My African Pride, to whatever their most recent post is and comment at Miss Kev on Stage sent me here. And from there, we will draw a winner. But y'all be having your notifications on because we be telling y'all y'all be winning. Y'all don't be responding. Like this week's winner ain't respond yet.
So we're going to pick somebody else because somebody going to win.
So that's all you have to do. Go to My African Pride on Instagram. Find their most recent post and comment at Miss Kev on Stage, meaning tag me so I can get the notification. Sent me. That's it. Let's get ready to start the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Love Hour. I'm your host, Miss Kev on Stage, and I'm joined by my husband and co-host,
The Kev on Stage.
And we are so excited that you decided to join us today. If it is your first time listening to the podcast, thank you so much for hitting play. the podcast is an opportunity where Kevin and I talk about life, love, and the pursuit of happiness and all the things that we've gone through in our relationship in hopes that you feel a little more normal. Mm-hmm. We are not experts. We are not LMFTs. Mm-hmm. We have not a certification insight.
So don't sue us.
But don't sue us.
We're just lowly servants of the Lord.
We're just out here providing a little bit of, what did the guy say the other day? Healing and humor.
Healing and humor at the Love
Hour. We are just offering a little bit of healing, a little bit of humor. We consider ourselves marriage champions. And they ain't no qualifications for that because we just made up the name.
For real, because I fire on you.
So every single episode, we start off with just something a little fun because sometimes we can get heavy up in here. And that is the that or this question with
heavy like the third day of your cycle.
Oh, my God.
You know how I'd be like, girl, give me some ice cream and a movie because I'm done.
So out of pocket.
That's what I bring to the table, guys. All right, I don't be consuming the podcast.
I really don't know what
I
to
just say random stuff.
Yeah,
funny quip here and there, one intelligent thing, and then I'm out of here.
Are you done?
Yeah.
I don't. There's no segue. So here we go. The question. This was a submitted question from a fan. I don't know if he wants me to say his name, so I will not. This is it. I'm just going to read it.
Read it, baby girl. I love you.
Hello.
Hello.
I am a big fan of the Love Hour podcast.
Hello, big fan.
Thank you very much. I have a that or this question.
Nice.
Would you rather give up the ability to eat for the rest of your life
no and matter only what it be? Is.
Yes.
The answer is no.
Listen, and only be able to drink water if it meant having peak physical weight and musculature for your body.
Musculature?
Sure. That's exactly what it said. I added all types of letters, so it's not there. Musculature for your body. You would never get hungry, but you would be but you would still be able to smell food and remember how good it tasted.
Oh, why would he torture us with this hypothetical?
Yeah, that was good, right? Or would you rather be able to eat as much as you wanted of anything, but always have the same physical body type and you have now, and you would still age in both scenarios? That was a pretty good question.
You're lucky because you have a pretty nice body.
Child, I want whatever I want and I'll stay right where I am.
Man.
I do want to work out more though. I have weight goals and I'm not there.
Never be able to eat food again, so, but smell it and taste it and know what it used to taste like.
But you would be in peak physical condition and you would be musculature. I refuse to say this word correctly.
Or be my current weight forever.
Or eat whatever you want, but you're just, you won't gain or lose. You won't gain or lose. You're just going to stay exactly where you are.
Man, but I could be musculature.
Musculature.
I could have muscle.
I like this word. I'm going to start saying it.
What?
Musculature. Well, I struggled every time I've said it thus far. Peak physical weight. And have a musculature body.
So I could look like Michael B. Jordan.
I said it good that time.
Muscles. Strength.
Does food really mean that much to you?
What?
Oh.
I like it. I like eating for the sake of eating. I just like to eat.
I don't think I have that relationship with food.
No, you don't. You just pick at enough. You eat just enough food to survive.
I do.
Like, how many granules of cereal do I need?
Yeah, I just don't think that I have that relationship with food where I'm like... Like, that would be torturous to smell it, remember what it tastes like. Like, I wouldn't be that bad. Like, even though I would, that's not the option I'm going with, I could still do that and be like...
You don't like food, though. You bet. You just pick at food and
shut up, Joshua. It's not true that I don't like food. It's just that I don't have that...
You told me that you get tired of chewing.
That doesn't mean I don't like it. That just literally means I get tired of the, like, physicality of chewing and eating.
What is what's strenuous about...
When you're eating stuff that's, like... It makes your jaws hurt. That only happens to me. That's because y'all don't chew up y'all food good. It probably come out whole.
I definitely don't.
That's why.
That's why I boo boo nasty and fast.
Here we go again.
Man. I'd rather stay the same weight.
Stay the same weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
Eat. When I have a bad day, I want to eat. I want candy. So wait,
I don't think I'm an emotional eater either.
I am. Happy burger, sad burger. Had a good day, burger. Had a bad day, burger.
I don't think
a regular day, burger. I just want to eat a burger.
I don't think I'm an emotional eater. I don't think.
No, you're not.
I do have cravings though.
What do you crave? Milkshakes only.
Yes, that's a craving.
That's the only thing you like in this world is milkshakes.
No, and I like gummy bears.
If you could survive off of milkshake and gummy bears, you would.
Yes.
Man, I've been eating a lot of Impossible Burgers lately.
Are they good?
So good. Beyond Meat Burgers. Impossible is a little bit better than Beyond Meat, unless Beyond Meat wants to pay us to say Beyond Meat's better.
Hello?
But they're both good. And I'm just thinking about that. I just had a pretzel at the mall.
So are you changing your answer? Is that your answer?
No, my answer is I will eat and stay the same way. I've been this way for a long time. I can live with it.
Yeah, I agree.
As long as you tripping. I ain't tripping.
No, I'm not.
I don't have to look like The Rock. I look like the sock.
This is not Righteous and Ratchet. I don't need the weight jokes. Yeah, I don't need the weight jokes.
I was making fun of myself, though.
I know, but I don't need the joke at all.
I want it. It ain't about what you need.
It is.
What I need.
And you need the weight joke?
Yes.
Because Doe's not here?
He's in here in my heart.
Where is he?
He's in the other room.
Oh.
He wanted to go out to dinner for Josh's birthday.
Oh, happy pre-birthday. When this comes out.
He'll be 26 already.
When this comes out.
When this comes out, we're in Mexico.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, Josh has his shirt off and he has a Corona with a lime in it.
So when you guys are listening to this, even though it'll be past Joshua's birthday, blow up his Instagram at Joshy Gons.
Say Joshy Gons.
And say happy birthday, Joshy Gons.
Happy birthday, Joshy.
That's JOSHYGONZ.
Enter promo code. GONZ.
GONZ.
For a free chance to be Joshy's friend.
And follow him. Get him to 10,000 followers so that way
you
can do a swipe up.
You ain't
at
10,000?
Where are you at, Joshua?
I'm acting different if I get
that swipe up. You ain't
got price? I don't blame you.
I think I'm at 6 or 7.
We only need like 3 to 4,000.
I'll make sure of it.
I was going to say you can make that happen, Kev. Get Joshua. I mean, hashtag get
Joshua. No, you...
long-term growth.
Nah, man, ain't no long-term growth.
Get Joshy the 10,000.
Quick.
There's no long-term growth. That's your whole thing.
Ain't no long-term growth. I'm going to send out a text message. Follow Joshy Gons for a chance to win $500. You cannot unfollow him.
And don't give
I can do whatever I want with it.
No, you can do that. But don't offer $500, though.
Why?
Because that's offer $50. It's just a follow.
I don't want them to unfollow. They have to stay forever.
He'll net still 10.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Joshy.
Okay, so last week, we're going to jump right into
into the deep end.
Yes, okay. So last week we talked about, before we go there, I don't want to forget and be rushing at the end. If you haven't joined my book club, you absolutely should do that. Segue much? Not really. but we have about a little, I think we just crossed 1,000.
Hey, Lisa's list.
Yes, we just crossed 1,000. I don't know.
Book clubbers.
Yeah.
Book club members.
Members.
Group members. 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 Yeah. Members.
So
members
just crossed.
Maybe you should think of a name for them.
Oh, I should.
Mrs. List. Listers.
Lissa's listeners.
Listers.
Yeah. We suck at this right now. No, we don't like any of this. Yeah. We just crossed over.
Lissa's Licks. No, that's weird.
We just crossed 1,000 members, and I just want to say thank you guys so much for even.
Y'all talk about oral sex in there?
Child, we have a whole challenge in there.
A challenge?
Yes. I can't share what's going on, but there is a challenge.
How long does the challenge last?
Until you do it.
Act up challenge.
It is an act up challenge. You know the challenge?
No.
But yeah, we have challenges in there. It's really an open, like, sisterhood community. And
do y'all challenge each other to send news to your husbands?
Yes.
You've been challenged?
No.
Challenge her, people.
We talked
that's
about
what I want for Father's Day. That's the gift I want.
I told you to send me a link.
I'm gonna send you a link of your body. Can I ask for that as a gift?
Let's talk about it later. So anyways, you should join. I'll put a link in the description box. Don't let me forget to send that to you. So that way you can join if you're interested. This month we just finished Emily Nagowski, who, by the way,
over?
Yeah, we just finished it in May. Yeah, it was really great.
Did you came as you were?
Yes, I did. it was a fantastic book. Everyone seemed to really enjoy it. And Emily is going to be on the podcast.
Shouts to M. Nagowski.
Yes. I don't think it'll happen until August, though, because she's like super busy. We're super busy. And the earliest we could get her is August.
Dang.
So that's kind of a bummer. But I'm looking forward
school
to it.
School year almost over and it's already about to start again.
Right. And then this month we are reading. I called an audible. I had a book that we were going to read, and the girls were like, I'm not really feeling this book. So we're not going to
do Every Woman's Battle.
No, we're not going to do Every Woman's Battle. This is the reason why, and I didn't think about this, but I love that, like, the women feel
empowered
to, like, give me feedback.
Okay.
Okay, so.
What they said in the group chat.
I'm about to tell you. So after reading Come As You Are, which was, like, very progressive and, like, open and, like, you know, kind of challenging us, Every Woman's Battle is a little, like, I read this years ago, and some of the women are like, this seems a bit, like, antiquated and dated, and, like, the
antiquated
way the woman's thinking,
word.
And, like, it just feels like a step backwards in comparison to the book that we just read.
So the Kama Sutra, because I've been looking at it.
I want you to go away.
I want to say.
So anyway, I've decided, and I was like, you know, honestly, it makes a lot of sense, because at the time that I read that book, again, years ago, that was the headspace I was in. They were like, this book feels judgy and, like, all of these things. And I was like, oh, hold on. It's been a long time since I read it.
Been a long time.
But I was thinking, like, at the time that I read it, that's probably the space that I was in. And now that I've grown to go back and read it, I probably would feel the same. So
for sure,
instead of reading that, we are going to read You Are a Bad A by Jen Sincero. Have you read this? It's fantastic.
You read it already?
Yeah, I read this.
You gonna read it again?
Probably 2 years ago. Yeah. It's a really great, just kind of empowering book. It's lighter, it's less dense in terms of information than Come As You Are, because that was, like, really dense information. So this will be lighter. It'll be an easy read. It's a fast read, and it's more conversational than the other book. So if you're interested, join. I'll be going live and doing my makeup and talking about things and all the other things. So feel free to join.
So every book is it every month if you finish one book?
Yes.
No matter the length?
Correct. Well, it won't. We're not reading novels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not reading novels. So.
I thought you were going to be like the four agreements.
Yeah, no.
40 Laws of Power.
I do want to read both of those, actually.
What about y'all read the Bible?
The four, I started reading it years ago, and I don't think I was in the right space to read it, so I probably could read it now and enjoy it more. So anyway, I just wanted to plug that child because, yeah, we out here doing the things. So anyway, last week we started talking about the theme from last year's Love Hour Live, the tour, and we completed with like the intimacy section. Mm-hmm. And so now we want to move on to the communication section.
Word up.
Okay, so the theme last year, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, you absolutely should, but we're just going to continue on. And what we did for the live version last year is talk about one thing I wish my spouse knew. So I spoke from the woman's perspective and gave my husband something I wish he knew from, again, the woman's perspective. And my husband spoke from the male, the husband's perspective, and said, this is one thing I wish my wife knew, based on like my plugging. I was
gonna interject after.
What?
I had my leg crossed and I had no shoes on.
Yeah. Okay, so you ready to start?
Ready, baby.
All right, so one thing I wish my spouse knew is that I don't always want you to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in regards to basically anything, including, well, you know, one thing that can be fixed and that I'm really grateful that can be fixed.
What's that?
Acne.
Amen.
So this is a company, just really quickly before we segue like all the way into the communication part. Bloom is a sponsor of the podcast. We love Bloom.
Shouts to Bloom.
Yes, they are a woman owned. They are minority owned. I've talked to, I don't know if she was the, I think she was like maybe one of the co-owners of the company on the phone. And everything that they represent, to be honest, I really, really enjoy. We've endorsed them quite a few times, honestly, because I use their products quite often, including their deodorant. It is the deodorant that I travel with, which says a lot. Because
that means you trust it.
Listen,
you don't want to be musty at the Love Hour. Like, ooh, girl, let me give you a hug. Ooh,
you only travel.
I hate your
mustiness. With your good deodorant.
Good clean deodorant.
And I only have two, and I have one at home, and then I use Bloom. And actually, I just leave it in my travel bag, and that's the one that I travel with.
Respect.
But I also use their acne product. It is Meltdown by Bloom, and it is a powerful blend of natural ingredients that take down pimples overnight. Who doesn't need an overnight blessing?
Amen.
You know what I was going to say?
Single.
How does it go?
And around.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
Around.
Late in the midnight hour. God's going to turn it around.
Pimples are going
down.
Yes.
Amen. It does not contain harsh chemical, no benzoyl peroxide, salicylic acid, sulfates, or parabens. It is vegan and cruelty free and pregnancy safe. All important things. Right now, our listeners will get 25% off and free shipping when you text OUR, that's just OUR, to 797979. This is a special offer you can't get anywhere else, and your support and supporting them is also supporting the Love Hour. So text OUR to 7979 to get 25% off Meltdown Blemish Treatment by Bloom. If you love it, if you don't love it, return it for a full refund. No questions asked. Again, just text OUR, that's H-O-U-R, to 797979. So while your acne can be fixed, some things we don't want our husbands to fix.
Hey, man, I had to learn this lesson the hard way. I honestly am saying I'm still trying to learn this lesson.
No, I agree. There was something that happened the other day when we were on the road. And I think it was in Chicago. We were in the room and like, I know what it was. It was the, what was the other platform that we sold tickets on?
Groupon.
Mm-hmm. And the guy came in. So we sell for the Chicago show in order to help with sales. We started to sell tickets on Groupon. And at the time, it was totally separate. We really didn't have a ton of visibility, I'll say, into the sales. So we kind of forgot about it, to be honest. It wasn't that many tickets, but low-key, we forgot about it. So the guy that's helping take the tickets at the door comes to the back, and he's like, oh, my God, we have people coming up with these Groupon tickets, and they're not scanning on the app that we use. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, we did forget. And so I go to tell Kev more in, like, frantic, like, oh, my God, I forgot. Did you forget? Like, because we forgot. Like, we're here, and, like, we will forget. And he was like, oh, he can just whatever you said. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Okay, the moment's over. Because I was really looking for, like, I forgot to, but I don't, but it went to like immediately fix mode.
I think, yeah, that is, man, that is not my MO.
No.
You want to say, join me in this feeling that I have. I want
to say, join me in the emotion of this moment.
Join me in this emotion. And I'm like, yeah, but the people need to get inside.
But I feel like I really want you to say, you know what it is? I just had a revelation.
Reveal it to us, the people.
It's validation.
You want me to say, oh, I feel how you feel.
I want you to validate the feeling so that I know this is like warranted. This is okay. This is like, because I too forgot.
I too have thirst.
You don't get that?
Do I get it?
Or yeah.
In the moment, no.
Why?
Because I'm literally thinking, man, we got to get these people in. How can I?
But I also think that it wasn't like that emergent. You know what I mean? Emergent.
When you came in all frantic.
Well, I was like, frantic.
No. The group, how did people go get it?
I scared. Didn't say how people are going to get it.
I
go
scan it. I cannot scan it. And next scan
it. I think your interpretation.
Don't worry.
See this mode
just
here?
Just let them in.
That's how men want to be.
Hey, hey, hey.
That is exactly what you want to be. You want to come in and be savior. And right.
Relax, sugar. I got it.
Why are your eyes watering?
I'm tired. Oh. I missed you a lot of podcasts today. I missed in Canada yesterday.
And Canada was a doozy. But I don't think that we always, I don't think women are always a damsel in distress.
At that moment, you were damsel-y.
Yeah, I disagree.
What would you say? I think
the interpretation, your interpretation of it was that.
So you want me to say, oh, Kev, we forgot about Groupon. Oh, Liz, we forgot about Groupon.
No, all I really needed you to say was, we did forget. I forgot. That's why if you remember, you? Like, we both forgot, right? You get it?
I 100%, and I think that's why women are more, a lot of times, more emotionally intelligent because they do that with their own feelings. But guys don't really, you know.
Yes.
We're emotionally dumb.
Joshua is over here quiet because he does not get it.
No, he don't get it. Don't you go on their side,
He's
Joshua.
He's not going to. He's not going to.
I'm trying to understand it, but I feel like it's almost like a universal, it's almost like a humility thing. Like, yes, Tim. Like, in the sense that you forgot that.
Yeah.
You guys obviously both forgot about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's almost like.
That's what I'm saying. Like that part, obviously we forgot. I was like, oh, snap. Like maybe my internal reaction was what you wanted. Because when you said, I was like, oh, snap, I totally forgot about that. Be cool, Kev. Don't worry, baby girl.
I know, but I think that's the part. And I think the way that the connection that women feel is on that level. So I think it also,
man, you don't ever want to come across like that. At least for me.
So listen, that's the vulnerability piece. That is actually showing yourself that I forgot.
Yeah. And tone in them with dough and hearing them are in there. I want to come across as if like I got my act together. I got my business affairs in order. So there might have been a little bit of that imposter syndrome. Like this dude don't even know what tickets he got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I feel like what is Serena's knee-jerk reaction is what you wanted from me, and my knee-jerk reaction is never that.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't even think I process information like that. Like, oh, this is a vulnerability moment. Oh, Kev, she just wants you to join in.
Well, I mean, and that was like a very simple scenario.
No, I'm just thinking about that example in, you know, because we were talking about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think my natural reaction internally was more in line with what you would like externally.
Mm-hmm.
But what I display is cool, calm, and collected.
Which is why, I don't know if you remember, but like later that night, I was like, did you remember? Because your answer was like,
obviously, this is what we got to do because I knew that.
And so that's why I came back later and was like, did you actually remember?
Mm-hmm.
And you said no then. And I was like, okay, great. Because I like totally forgot.
I'm gonna tell you another thing that I thought about. What happens to me is I think I get in fix it mode. Because that night it was, oh, we have volunteers. Oh, we have this. Oh, we have the people who have the tickets. And we got to figure out what it takes. So it's like decision. Mm-hmm. That you, I don't make all the decisions, but I, you know, you ask for my input on some. Mm-hmm. So then the Groupon is just another one of those things. Mm. And it wasn't like, oh, vulnerability moment. I also forgot. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, here's another thing, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I just think that's interesting because I think the assumption is that we need your help fixing, and sometimes we don't need your help fixing. We really
you
just
really
want to relate.
Just want us to relate to the feeling you're having.
Yes.
Regardless of what that feeling is, join me. If I had a bad day at work and I hate Cheryl with me.
Yes.
Don't say Cheryl's cool. Y'all used to be friends. Today I hate Cheryl. We hate Cheryl.
Yes.
Tomorrow Cheryl's cool. Cheryl's cool. Yes. Yeah. She always been cool. Not yesterday. Cheryl ain't. Not yesterday.
Because I remember even when we were like newly married, I feel like you used to be like, well, just quit or just do this. Like it would just come across like that. And it's like, first of all, it's not that easy. And second of all, that's not really what I want to have. I don't want this conversation to be about next steps. I actually want this conversation to be about like why this sucks.
Yeah, I'm learning that. But that is unlearning everything else. And this is the only relationship where that is what I want. Because I was used this example in the Love Hour. If I go to Josh and Josh owns a mechanic shop and I say, man, my brakes is acting up. And he's like, and how does that make you feel? Are my brakes too have acted up? I'd be like, bro, do you know how to fix brakes or not? So in men, our relationships, we don't, men never join us in a vote like, dang, that can't, that is crazy. It's always, here's what I would do.
Yeah.
Just in our group chat today, we were talking about one of our friends got laid off. And we were like, oh, I didn't get a chance to chime in. But the other two dudes were like, do this or what about this? Have you tried that? Blah, blah, blah.
Nobody's in there saying. I think it would be. I would love to do a social experiment and have like a male and a female start off with the same text to their groups and then see where the conversation goes. Like literally tell a bunch of females, I just got laid off, and then see how the conversation develops. And then a male group chat and say, I just got laid off, and see where the conversation develops and see how much it'll be like, you know, do this, and I got an opportunity over here, I got an opportunity over here, and how much the women would be like, dang, that sucks, I got laid off, my sister got laid off, like, how are you feeling, are you gonna be okay, like, man, I remember I got laid off, I felt lost, do you feel like, I wonder how,
and I wonder how it'd be intrapersonal, like a man and woman who are just friends. I wonder if they're able to do that vulnerability thing. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
Like, say you were texting one of your coworkers that's male.
Okay.
Is that is his reaction, if there's no sexual interest, it's just a plutonic, or is it plutonic or platonic?
I think it's platonic.
If it's just a platonic relationship with you.
Sure.
It's just a friend-based relationship with you. I wonder if he'll respond in a vulnerable way or the same way he would, like, if you were in a sexual or romantic relationship.
Why do you think that matters?
Because I think there's an impressing part of if I'm trying to be with you romantically, whether marriage or dating, there's a certain amount of like puffing up that I would do. Where if it was a strictly friend relationship, where I might be able to be myself more.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Because I think the whole thing is, oh, okay, I want to be her rock. I want to be this. I want to seem cool. I want to seem like I got it. And I wonder if that is removed if your relationship is not romantic.
I feel like it would be the same.
Or if you had like a gay friend, gay male friend.
Yeah. I don't know how that would work though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just curious. Yeah. We haven't group chats. Let's get it all up in there.
Yeah.
That's what if people didn't have arms? How would they text back? Since we're doing social experiments. I guess they would just say, hey, Siri.
I would like to do a social experiment.
Where people had our arms? Oh, the other thing. I just want to do our experience with people without arms.
Okay, tell your next one. I'm done.
So the thing that we want your women, our wives to know, is that when we are shutting down, quote unquote, we're not shutting down to ignore you or shut you out. That is often how we process information.
Tell me more.
And in an effort to not lash out.
You know
out,
what we want you to do instead of processing information?
Oh, girl, let me tell you about the day I had. Oh, my boss did this. Has that ever happened to you? Oh, this is how I feel. Oh, I don't know how to talk about it. Will you talk about it? Have you ever felt this way? Oh. Oh.
Serena's nodding in agreement.
That's what y'all want us to do. And we be like, I. So when I used to work at ADD, and I used to have tough work days or whatever, or I just used to be stuck in traffic, and it'd take an hour and a half, 2 hours. I would come home and I would go in the bathroom. And I'd go to the bathroom and then I'd just be in the bathroom.
Yeah, I remember.
I would be just in there like, yeah, chilling. Kids wouldn't bother me. You wouldn't bother me.
You seem so cut off.
Huh?
You seem so like cut off and detached from the rest of the family.
When I was in the bathroom?
Yes.
I was. I try to get my thoughts together and just like decompress. I feel like men
don't get married, Joshua.
You get married, Joshua, to a beautiful black woman named LaShonda. I feel like some men probably come home and I was watching Mad Men for a while and they would pour a stiff drink with one big ice cube and just take their shoes off and like sit there in the living room. Like you can be cut off without being in the bathroom. So you sit there in the living room and just clink, clink, clink. And not even to like just get drunk, just to be like.
It's a time to decompress.
Decompress. And I think we talked about this. I think men and women often decompress differently. And
because what I want to do is.
Tell me about your day. What happened? Why did you do this way?
I want to word vomit.
Yeah, that's what you.
I literally because you feel like you're so filled up that you want to like get it out and share and like tell about my day.
And that makes you feel better?
And then at the end, you're just like. I feel better.
I
like you feel
go.
Like you can exhale because you've like cleared space.
Let me tell you what I want to do. I want to sit there and go.
You want to veg out.
Man, that's crazy. And I just want to scroll on my phone aimlessly. I just be scrolling. I just be taking in the information.
Sometimes I feel like scrolling on my phone is good, but then sometimes you want to talk.
I don't think that's my inclination. And I think you.
You don't want to talk, Joshua?
You know Joshua don't want to talk. He ain't even never
He's thinking.
His middle name.
I'll say something, yeah. I'm that way too. Like if I don't have time to decompress whatever I'm thinking about, I'm not one to just blurt out a bunch of words and then try and figure out what all those things might be.
A lot of times women, you guys understand your feelings as you talk about them. Mm. Me and Joshua are probably very similar in this. I tend to sit with my feelings and try to understand them before talking about them.
So I think I can actually do both. I actually think I do both.
Okay.
I think I can talk them out in the moment, but I'm also very good at like, let me think about this. This is how I feel. Okay, now let's absolutely have a conversation about it. But I can do both.
Because I'm also just trash on the spot with anything.
So me too.
Emotion specifically, then it's almost like.
He ain't telling the truth though.
I ain't trash on the spot.
What you finna say?
I don't know if I should say because I don't want you to be like, I don't want you to share that with
me. What you finna say? Say it.
Okay, so when you were reading that book,
which book?
Emily Nagoski,
okay.
Come As You Are, you were talking about your turn ons and turn offs.
Yep.
And you were like, what's your turn ons? We actually talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah, go ahead.
And all the things I named were like sexual. And you were like, what else is there? And I was just like, your butt. What else?
That was a turn off conversation. Boobs.
What else? Your collarbone? What else that's not sexual? Now, what do you mean? And then you were trying to talk to me about it, and I was just like, I don't have nothing else. So my on-the-spot answer wasn't what you wanted.
No, it wasn't.
And trying to get the whatever you thought it should be, and I've been telling you that a lot lately. Like, here's my answer. You keep asking me, like, you want it to be something else, and this is what the answer is.
Oh, my gosh.
Is.
So listen, I follow this lady that I'm trying to get on the podcast, and I just screenshot this. And she talks about metacommunication, and this is actually a really good way to broach a conversation that you feel may be, like, tense or may not go over well.
Okay,
so what she says is metacommunication, verbal information that communicates how something should be interpreted. Metacommunication in relationship.
Hold on, run it back.
I'm gonna read this definition. It'll make you make sense. Okay. Make it make sense.
I had to close my eyes to try to understand what you were saying.
Because I was trying to rush through that to get to the second part.
Yeah, it was a lot of words. I'm not
okay, listen.
Meta.
Okay. Metacommunication in relationships means talking about the process that led up to the conversation you're about to have. If you've been nervous about saying something, talk about that first. If you're worried about how something will come across, say that. This technique is a gentle way to start off a difficult conversation.
I get
so
that.
So actually being like...
I know this might sound harsh.
Right. Or, so I've been thinking about this for a while and I wasn't quite sure how to bring it up, so I'm just going to say it.
And that way it doesn't come across as like...
So like, even if it comes across harsh, you know... intro to it was, I didn't really know how to say this, so I apologize if it comes across harsh because I couldn't think of nothing better.
Got it.
I can't remember why I said that. But anyway, I thought it was a good like remedy.
No, I think that's fantastic.
A good remedy to whatever you were alluding to earlier.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what we did. What I tried to do when we were talking about the gifts thing. Mm-hmm. When I was trying to say, I mean, I said some harsh things, but I didn't mean them to come across harshly. If I had those tools, I would say, hey, this may come across harsher than intended, but I don't really have the words to say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think what I did say was, this is how this made me feel, not necessarily how I was going to act. And I think that softened the blow a little bit.
Yeah. I think all of the, how did we get here?
I don't know.
Me either.
We've been talking.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say is, it sounds like that's an intervention.
We got it shutting down. We were talking about shutting down.
Okay. Gotcha.
And how we process information differently.
Gotcha.
And don't take it personal. I think, remember that book about waffling?
Men
are like waffles and women are like spaghetti.
Yeah, I don't remember what that book was, but yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we fill up one box, then we fill up the other, and I think that's how I process things, and I think you were taking them differently. So I think what I talked to you about is like, hey, can I just have 15 minutes to just like woosah, and then I'll be able to join you guys in full.
You're talking about when you go to the toilet first.
Yeah, yeah. Because I haven't really been doing that. I mean, we work from home, so, you know.
You don't now need your time?
No, I feel like I get it throughout the day. Mm. And traffic was really frustrating.
Mm. You know what else can be frustrating?
What's that?
Selling your merchandise without really good analytics. So we sell merchandise. If you're unaware, you can go to kevinstage.com to purchase. I don't have a merch shirt on today.
Neither do I.
None of us do. Well, we suck for that. But we sell all different types. Oh, Joshua does have merch shirt on. We sell all types of good merch. And we, one thing that's really helpful is having really great analytics. So you know what's selling well, when you need to reload, what sizes tend to sell more. Yeah, what is resonating with your audience.
And how people are finding your stuff. Is it by Facebook? Yes. Is it by Instagram? It tells you where you need to focus on and pull away from, especially if you're running ads, which we're getting ready to do.
Yes.
All that data is importante.
Right.
That's Spanish for important.
Yes. So when you're selling online and have to ship or orders like we do with our merch, things can get time consuming and expensive. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
There are many shipping carriers to choose from, and it can get overwhelming. So it's hard to know when you're making the right choice. ShipStation helps you get your orders out quickly, save money on shipping costs, and keeps your customers happy. Let me tell you something. Shipping costs are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very expensive.
And let
expensive.
Me tell you what else. People buying on Amazon puts pressure on little guys to ship like they are Amazon.
Yes.
Overnight and the little guys are not Amazon.
Yep.
But nobody cares. If right. I'm used to it shipping, or not even shipping, being here in 3 days,
mm-hmm.
people ain't, it's been 4 days. Bruh,
Everybody on here
that works with us is with us all the time. It's hard.
People don't understand the difference between processing time and shipping time.
No, I ordered it on Wednesday. It's not here by Friday.
Exactly.
Why are you not Amazon?
Exactly. So whether you're selling your items on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, we actually use Shopify. ShipStation brings all of your orders into one simple interface. Face, which also is very, very,
oh yeah,
very, listen to me carefully, it's very nice. You can run it even from your phone right now. Love Our listeners can try ShipStation for free for 60 days when you use our promo code love. There's absolutely no risk. And right now Love Our listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use promo code love.
Love.
There's absolutely no risk. You can start your free trial without even entering your credit card information.
Nice.
That's no strings attached. That means really free.
NSA.
Just visit ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in love.
Love.
That's ShipStation.com. Then enter promo code love.
Love.
ShipStation.com. Make ship happen.
Make.
That's cute.
I know I got a lisp, so I might mess up.
That's
try to do
super
that.
Cute. And while you're shipping, let's get fit.
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah.
We're allowed. Okay. Getting fit and staying healthy always sounds easier said than done. A to the man.
I know that more than anybody in this
Listen,
room.
Listen, everyone's Especially bodies you. Are different, and Open Fit gets that, which is why it's a personalized to your needs and custom original content for your workout routine. They have everything from yoga to 10-minute workouts,
high intensity,
they have some
stretches,
of everything.
Core,
and the beautiful thing about it strength. Is that you can do this all from the comfort of your home. Sometimes yoga can be embarrassing if you don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like the poses are like kind of awkward, and you can get like, I don't know, for me it can Putin. Be okay. So this will allow you to try yoga if you're interested and do it in the privacy of your own home. OpenFit has changed the way we work out, and you can use our code LOVE. You can join us on our fitness journey personalized just for you. I'm always here for customized, personalized. My wig is customized.
Wig wear, stiff wear.
Again, use our code LOVE and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days.
Nice.
When you text LOVE to 303030, you will get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts, I forgot about the nutrition information. Mm-hmm. That's also really helpful. Totally free. Again, just text LOVE. 30 30 30. Standard messages and data rates may apply.
Nice.
All right,
I do want to say this.
Okay, go.
Men, we often have thought through what you don't think we have thought through.
Tell us more.
I think sometimes you just think we can't do stuff.
Tell me more.
I'm gonna give you an example.
Okay,
I'm gonna give you an example from today.
All right,
kids going away for the summer to grandma's house. I say, hey, let's shoot all the podcasts today, and I'll take the kids to Target, and I'll pick them up clothes for the summer. You say, I want to go with you. Oh, you got to get your hair done and this and that.
I got to get my hair done. Oh, you're talking about for tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I'll square them away. I just wish I want to go. Oh, wait, you don't think I can purchase clothes for the kids? Yeah, I don't. I just want to do it on Target.com. What if I did it on Target.com and send it to my mom's house? And I was like, okay, that was a good idea. But I know deep down in your heart, you don't think I can buy them clothes. Well, and there's been plenty of times where I bought them clothes that have been fine. But if you don't do it, you don't think it can be done right. And just because I don't do it the way you would have done it doesn't mean I won't do it the right way. But no, if it ain't exactly the way you would have done it, then you feel like it ain't done right.
First of all, you can stop nodding your head, Joshua. And second of all,
don't you dare say that ain't true, because you lying.
No, that is true. That did happen today.
And that happens all the time.
It doesn't happen all the time. Joshua!
The Lord, record this in the Lamb's Book of Life under a lie. And remember it. So when she go to the pearly gates, you could be like, now, girl, listen. Well, you was recording the Love Hour.
I let you do a lot of things without oversight.
You ain't let me go buy the kids clothes. What did you think I was going to buy them? Tutus?
No, it's actually not that. It's that you be buying wrong sizes.
I don't. They be growing.
No, and then you go buy whatever the last size that you remember. You haven't bought Isaiah an extra large.
When we just went to Christmas, and I bought them Nike suits. Were those in the wrong size?
Yes.
They were.
Joe's were.
They were.
Thank you.
They absolutely were.
They absolutely
terrible
were.
Terrible example, Kevin. And next point. I'm losing. Mayday,
and
mayday.
That's the reason why.
I said next point.
I wouldn't want you to, maybe I figured this out by now, but I don't want you to waste money because we never take it back.
We took it back. We took those back. Them Nike shirts, we didn't take it back. Keep on blinking the way you blinking.
Look at how you looking. We never take it back, and it ends up just being a waste of money. And so we did take them back. I remember we did. But the point is that, but I backtracked and called myself out on it because I could have just stayed firm.
You should have backtracked on the other lies you said.
But literally, it just ends up being a waste of money, and I don't want, like, I want to make sure we get them sizes that will fit.
There was something else I had. Let me see this.
Shoot. Let me erase your notes. How about
that? Nah, don't erase. I used to have a good note example about this, but I don't have it now. Let's just move on. Yeah, let's just move on.
Okay, well, the next one that I wanted to say is that women want your emotional security. Or the women want emotional security more than they want financial security.
That's a tough one to swallow.
Tell me why.
It's just, I think in our whole nature and buildup, everything in society and media tells me I need to go out and work.
Well, and I want to be clear because I don't want the women to cut me off. But, like, Melissa just saying it. Let me turn off this podcast for my husband here. This part. I'm not saying that we want to be broke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, financial security is something that's important.
Yeah.
But not to the point that it is at the expense of our relationship.
Right.
And I think that's the point. Like, I would so much be, I would be willing to work, pick up additional shifts, whatever I have to do to balance the load so that you're not the one always gone from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we could, you know, maybe create an opportunity to spend more time together.
Right.
And that's when it becomes like, I don't need all of these things to be happy. I'm okay with a modest lifestyle as long as I know that my relationship with my husband is on solid ground.
Yeah, I think that's hard to believe as a husband.
Why?
I feel like you're just almost programmed by media, by your parents, by everything. You gotta work, you gotta provide. A man don't work, he don't eat. If you don't provide for her, somebody else will. And you know, so hearing,
oh my gosh, that is like the sex thing for women. No,
what do you mean?
If you don't have sex with your husband, he can get it somewhere else.
Is that a thought you have?
Yes.
Where
early on, where would I get it from? From to whoever's willing and willing to give it to you.
Cheating on you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Black men don't cheat, so that ain't no issue.
But didn't you just say and if Tristan she Thomas don't provide, someone else will?
He.
Yeah, if he doesn't provide, yeah, someone else will. Yeah, I'm saying that I feel like that
correlation.
Exactly. I'm saying I feel like that correlation, that pressure is the same. That if I don't fulfill this, then the risk is that they'll go somewhere else to find it.
Interesting.
Right?
Two sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
It's that fear of not being able to provide and that being the catalyst to you losing the one you love.
And I think it has more to do, nobody wants to be with a bum. No one wants to be with someone who's lazy and not right. ambitious. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But if I know you're out there trying your darndest to put a roof over my head and, you know, food in the refrigerator and provide for this family, and we're out here both grinding together, I think most women would be willing to give you that acknowledgement.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think here's the thing I want you to understand. A lot of this pressure is self-inflicted.
Oh, absolutely. It's from the media that you internalize, and then it becomes self-imposed.
The media, your family, your friends, their relationships.
And the messaging that you believe is, this is the definition of a man provider.
Let me tell you one thing. Sorry. I'll tell you one thing that I thought was interesting. You know the whole fix him a plate?
Yes.
Argument?
Mm-hmm.
I never cared about getting my own plate.
No?
Never cared about it.
You mean getting your plate first?
Getting it first, you making it, feeding me first. That's never been a thing.
Could have fooled me. You brought it up.
Because it was, it's, I feel like I just did it because society said so. I remember it was really important to your mom. I remember one time your mom cooked and your dad was downstairs and I was starving and I went to grab a piece of chicken. She's like, hey, my husband ain't ate yet, Cam. You went to my husband eat. He got the big piece of chicken.
Yep.
And I was like, Papa D, do you want to eat, please? I had a bit much hondi. But for me, I feel like I just like internalized something that never really was true for me.
Right.
Because I never mind making my plate. Like if you've cooked for me, just for me, if you've cooked, I don't mind scoop, select.
Yeah.
But I feel like society's like, as the man, you should be and she should serve you. So I'm like, oh, maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm not taking up my full manness by doing the plate.
So how did you get over that? Are you over it? I fix your plate most of the time at home.
I remember you feed the babies first. I forget them babies. All you ever do is think about them ever since they were born.
I don't ever remember that happening.
Yeah, I mean, I just think I just took on something that I didn't really feel because I felt like I was supposed to.
But let's go back to me saying that the kids have to eat. You said you remember me saying that?
You just made their plate first one time, a couple times, and I was like, I see who you really care about.
Can't be lying.
Just because they came out of your vagina.
Every time I tell Kev he be lying, he be telling me he don't be lying, but he be lying.
I do.
What marker is this?
Don't look at the time, Joshua. I never said that. Delete it. Fix it in post. I'm delirious. Serena, don't you dare. And don't you be on Melissa's
side. Shall I leave this in?
No.
Mark this moment.
I was coerced.
Ain't no coercion here.
You're tricking me.
No, I'm not. But you know what else is really good about not being tricked?
What?
Child segues.
It doesn't count if you call out it.
No, I always call out my segues. I think it's hilarious. Noom, as you guys know, Noom is friends of the podcast.
Friends of the potty.
Well, they understand that getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It is about your mindset. It starts from the inside out. Making healthier inside decisions out. Starts with believing inside that you deserve out. To make healthier yes. and better decisions.
Absolutely.
You agree?
I agree with that. Are you there?
I'm getting there.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you deserve better?
I do. And I'm getting it to myself.
You're getting? I think you're doing really well.
I'm proud of you.
Yes.
Me.
I'm proud of you too. I was talking to
myself outside of my own body.
Noom teaches moderation and can be used in conjunction with many pre-existing popular diets if you want. So whether, I won't name diets, but you know the popular diets that be out there today. Yeah. We use Noom. The best thing about it is that they will help you. They have a coach basically on the app, and they help you guide you do things, help you make really good decisions. They encourage you with your food portions. You enter in what you've had for breakfast, what you've had for lunch. Child, they be hold your hand along the way. And that
accountability is key to success.
Yes.
And Noom will walk you through the process.
Yes, they will. The app is amazing. It's easy and convenient because who ain't always in their phone? Something we need to work on. Let me finish this. So you don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/lovehour.
Love Hour.
What do you have to lose? Except the weight. Visit Noom.com/lovehour to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/LOVEHOUR, the last weight loss program you'll ever need. Before we close this out, one of the things I wanted to say is that I want to do a podcast episode on, you guys just did it with Righteous and Ratchet, uh-huh. Behind the Grind, which is an excellent title.
Yeah, I think came up with that. Doe? I think
Doe. Yeah, okay. I think it was Doe too. I want to do a Behind the Grind episode for us, and I want to talk about the impact on the boys. I'm too raw right now to talk about it because I almost called an audible and decided to do that instead of a part two.
Girl.
My emotions are too raw to handle the conversation at this point, but I do want to talk about that.
Man.
Do you? Is it too much?
Let me tell you what it is.
What are you going to say?
The thing about life, it is managing your dreams, fears, your wife's dreams, fears, your children's dreams, fears. It is impossible to be perfect.
Absolutely.
The kids were just struggling with summer. Mm-hmm. Isaiah wanted to go to robotics. If he went to robotics, he couldn't go to
visit his grandparents. Cousin. Yeah.
Either decision is going to give you great joy and great sadness. And in his life, he was just like,
this kid was.
You would think he was asking if he should get drafted into World War II. Listen, he's just like utter turmoil.
Literally had to just be like, okay, let's bring it down.
Yeah. So one thing I felt like, and I talked to the boys about this. The best part of stand-up comedy is performing live.
Talk to them again since.
No. Oh, okay. I'm just talking about. Okay. I've been talking to them over a couple of years.
Okay.
Performing live, but performing live takes me away from my family. So the thing that gives me the greatest joy also gives me a piece of the greatest sadness.
Sure.
And if I stay home with my family,
great character writing, by the way.
It's great character writing, mm-hmm. And part of me just cannot just give it up. I can't, but at the same time, watching my son score goals on the phone and
my terrible videos, I suck by the way.
Having them have birthday parties without me, having Zay Zay be like, I remember the one that stung me hard last year. I scheduled a tour to be off for his birthday, right? And then I had a show the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, actually, can I put my party to the next
the
week?
Weekend.
Because, you know, after school start, I will be able to invite my school friends.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, but if you do that, I won't be able to come. And what would be more important to you? Me being there with my friends. He was like, my friends? What are you talking about? I was like, but I'm your dad. He was like, yeah, but I mean.
The party isn't with me and you.
My friends. And I was just like. What about your dad? Is it gonna be around? So knowing that you have to give up something you want to do something you want is tough.
Yeah.
To
well, not balance. Only tough for us.
It's tough on the children.
It's tough on the
boys. And you know what I think about? Our parents, their job was tough on us as well.
Yeah.
My dad being in the military, mm-hmm. we don't have me and you. We don't have long-lasting friendships from people we've known since we were first grade.
Military took people that away.
Josh lived in this. He has friends from middle school. Don't say his
town. Josh has stalkers.
Middle school, elementary school. I have friends who, like, known people since second grade. Yeah. We get new friends basically every two or three
years. Every 3 years. The only people I've known that long are my sisters.
For real.
I don't hang outside of maybe three people. I don't hang out with too many people that I grew up with like that, though. And I've been central for the most part.
Yeah, but you had an opportunity. Your family also has lived in the same.
And even if it's just three, that's literally three more than we have.
We have zero.
Literally zero.
And people are like, oh, I'm going home for the holidays. Kev, where's home? Like, home is wherever I live now. I lived in Washington for 13 years.
Literally.
We go it's back. It doesn't even feel like the same place because people, home is where your mom is, dad.
Where everybody knows your name.
All our friends left Washington. Literally all our friends and family left.
All our family left. Friends haven't left.
Oh, yeah, true. Well, Andy left. Mm. Yo, it's just the one friend that left. But the point is my dad getting stationed in Korea during 10th grade, hard. Your dad being overseas when you got married. Like, even that choice, which is your dad or both of our parents. Well, your dad. My dad wasn't. He didn't know me when he was joined the Army. But your dad literally joined the Army to take care of you.
Absolutely.
But that decision, it does take care of you, but then it also takes him away from you family. For big moments.
Yeah.
He goes to the field for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. My dad used to go TDY from anywhere from 3 weeks to 3 months. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and it's hard.
Absolutely.
As a kid, you just like, there's nothing you can do. And, you know, if you're trying to build a business, it takes you away. If you have a job that travels, it takes you away. Kevin Hart's kids don't, they get the benefit of being filthy rich, but they also have the drawback of their dad travels half the year.
Absolutely.
Months at a time. If your dad's a touring musician, he's gone from, you know what I mean? Like, I was just looking at the dude I follow, Ezekiel. He's a poet, and the Poets in Autumn tour is like 2.5 months. You're just gonna be gone
right
for that time. Like, that's how he pays his bills. Mm-hmm. So that's the negative part. There's no easy answer. And then if I were to say, okay, I'm gonna stop touring for then my you're kids unhappy. Sake, and then I'm unhappy. Mm-hmm. And then I also don't make money. Mm-hmm. And then they don't get the stuff they want. Mm-hmm. So what do you do?
There's no right answer. It's all about adjusting. That's what life is, learning and adjusting. I just want to tell a quick story because I just was on my phone. I went to Old Navy to pick up clothes for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a man in there.
What's up?
You don't have to worry. He wasn't studying me. Okay. So he's going around. You know, in Old Navy, they make sure you signed up for the rewards or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like kind of just looking. He's like, hi, ma'am. I just want to know if you signed up for the rewards. So I turn around and look. And he goes, you are beat for the lot. So it was so great, and I was like, thank you, Bob.
Stiff wear.
Listen, and so we ended up talking. He was like, so tell me, who does your makeup? And I was like, you know, I do it. I'm YouTube taught, whatever. And he was like, you're not a makeup artist. Well, you know, I do hair and makeup, whatever. So we kind of have this conversation. He was like, I would love for you to follow me since, you know, you be doing the things. And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I give him my phone. I start following him. He just must have found my page and just like 5011 pictures.
Did he really?
Listen, and got the follow. Listen, I'm excited. Because when you do hair and makeup and you looking at me like, oh, girl, you did good. You cute. Give me all the compliments, please and thank you. That's all I have to say about that.
New hair, who this?
Listen, out here just.
You be swinging your hair for no reason. You just,
you know what? It has so much body. I mean, it just be swinging by itself. I don't have to say no all the time. That's what happens when you first get your hair done. Everything is no. I don't want to do that.
Oh, you're saying no for no reason.
Yes, I do want to go. Yes, that sounds great. Okay, so last thing I just want to say that Behind the Grind is absolutely coming. I want to share. I think a lot of times people look at us very aspirational in terms of entrepreneurship. and it appears to come easy, and it's not. There has been a transition for us. There has been a transition, like, individually for me. I'm sure that has also been the case for you. And now we've added this new layer with the boys. Yes. And I think that that is important to show, mm-hmm. so that people, again, don't think that it becomes so easy for
us.
I'm going
to tell you what, and I will hold it for the next episode when we talk about it. There's been three
don't
lives.
Don't let us forget.
All right. There's been three lives we've had for the boys. Okay. Both full-time, happy.
Okay.
We're there every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You full-time, me full-time, plus comedy travel, mm-hmm. you're there every single day. Then there's full-time entrepreneurship, which is probably the most fruitful for our lives and the most hurtful to mm-hmm. their normalcy.
Yeah.
And these are their formative years, and it ain't all cookies and cream.
Right.
It ain't all vacations in Hawaii.
No.
It ain't all cake and pineapple drinks.
Yeah. And I think I don't even know if next week when we film again that I'll be ready, because last thing I'm going to say, and we really can end because we've talked about this for 20 minutes on accident.
Are we talking about? We're going to say all that next week. I know. You know, we said it all tonight.
Right. So the last thing I want to say is that, yeah, I forgot. That it's people look at us as very aspirational, and I want to give that behind the scenes view, so that way they're not comparing what appears to be a very easy road to the hardships that they have.
Never compare your real body to a magazine's photoshopped image.
That's definitely not the same, but the point remains.
You get it.
Yeah, the point most definitely remains. And I think an opportunity to share that is important. And I remember what I was going to say. After we had a counseling session, and I'm not going to go further than that, but afterward, I called my sister. I called my sister first, and then I think you guys were still on the stage or whatever. You guys were in Canada. And I was in literal 5-year-old, you took my puppy tears.
The male?
Yes. I mean, just... like,
you're a ghost,
man. Shut up. I mean, I was just bawling.
How she handle that?
She was just on the phone, like, it's okay. Because I really, again,
damn, a that's moment crazy. Of you're just, her big sister. You're
I like, know, but it was one of those moments that I just needed to like release. You know, I needed
you
to
cried
talk
to me.
And I need, because I wasn't over it. Like I
oh,
was,
yeah, I got plenty more crying. Hello, Kevin. You done with the show? What's up?
Listen,
tears.
It was so much. And in that moment, you realize, like, I understood when people say that your kids are your hearts outside of your body. I didn't even realize how much weight I was carrying surrounding this situation until it was released. And I almost think those
girl, you going to a whole episode.
I'm not. I'm about to be done now.
You've been saying that for 15 minutes.
Okay, that's all I want to say. The last thing I want to say
you
is
ain't
come
gonna
to the Love
Hour.
Either
dip your toe in or you going
to
say
Love
it all.
Hour, come to the Love Hour conference. It's available right now at the
Love
Hour.
There's only 56, 52
there's
VIPs. 50?
50.
Dang, there was 56 this morning.
There are 50 VIP tickets left. There are plenty of general admission. But if you are a single woman and you're holding out, I understand. I'm going to get y'all right. So stay tuned for a relaunch for our single women that are and men that are interested in attending the Love Hour conference, so we can swipe up those general admission tickets. But VIP, there are literally only 50 tickets left, which means that's 25 couples, and that is it.
Bleep.
We have most
that's
certainly
all, folks.
Started the next episode, but we will continue it on the next episode, the actual next episode. Until then, bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.